listening to our dad, Mike Moore, on the Mike Moore Show on
1210
KOKK.
And welcome back to the 2016 South Dakota State Fair edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
Okay, okay.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, Peetal County State's Attorney Mike Moore. The Mike Moore Show brought to you by Montgomery Agency of Huron, and our thanks to them for helping us to bring you what is normally a program about legal topics, but we've been going about 20 minutes here, Mike, and really haven't gotten into anything.
Fair security, is this a legal topic?
Yeah, that is a legal topic. We're also streaming the program this month live from the fair on the Performance Radio News page on Facebook. So if you've got a question that you'd like Mike and I to answer, go ahead and put that question down on the comment bar underneath where the video is at, and we will answer your question live. This isn't a pre-recorded show. We're out here, and there's a ton of people at the fair, which is good because unfortunately there is some rain in the forecast for tomorrow evening.
It's ugly tomorrow.
And I think people are taking advantage of coming out to the fair today. It's a little on the breezy side, but still very, very.
It's a beautiful day.
We have more people waving here. And then that's exactly the point of coming out and doing a live show here from the state fair is to say hi to people, because most of the time you stay hidden behind the microphone all the time.
Right.
So it's nice to get out and interact with the public a little bit. We do still have the three T-shirts here, so if you can come by.
We got the three questions pending.
And we have the three questions pending. Why is the Moose a felony? What year is this year's South Dakota State Fair? And what year did Mike take office? If you can answer any of those, you'll have yourself, you can pick from one of the T-shirts, Mike Moore Show T-shirts here that we've got. You cannot answer that question on the live stream on Facebook. You have to actually come up here to us at the State Fairgrounds. Now, if you heard it on Facebook, you could theoretically come to the fair,
drive to our location.
That would work.
We got about 20 minutes left, 25 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Somewhere along the line.
Down in. Come in gate 3.5.
We did mention at the top of the show that the state of South Dakota has now rolled out the 7 system. And, Mike, I know that is something that is, and I was going to, because we talked earlier in the year, we had Jason Glode on. He is behind the Marcy's Law victims' rights legislation that you'll see on the ballot this fall. And I got to thinking, okay, 7 is to allow victims of crimes to keep up on what's happening with their case. So what is the difference between 7 and Marcy's Law?
Well, 7 is a technology thing that people can enter information. It interacts with the.
That is correct. We've got the.
We got the
second
question
answered. So hold tight on that answer.
All right.
Here, give me your microphone for a second. What's your name?
Jonathan Peterson.
And Jonathan, what size shirt do you wear? Okay, is that your sister?
Yeah.
All right, so Jonathan's sister is trying to check out the size here. It's a large 10-12. We need a large 10-12 for Jonathan.
All we have is a large.
All right, I'll just give him the large then.
It might be big.
All right,
good?
He's going to get the large. All right, so we've got one question.
All right, good job.
This is the 31st South Dakota State Fair. So congratulations there to our winner. So we're left with... The moose is a felony. As long as
when did he take office? Yeah.
All right. So
when I was out of the blue, they just came up here and shouted it out.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think I could see Mom flashing fingers at us 131, and then they sent the kiddo. Either way, that absolutely works. Okay. So Vicky here has it, but she's on Facebook, so she's got to come down to answer the second question.
But
Vicky, if you're in Huron. Or even if you're wherever you're at, drive to Huron, come to the state fair, and tell us.
But I'll tell you, Vicky's close, but she has the year I was elected, but I actually didn't take office until the next year.
All right.
So if she drives down here, I didn't want her to come down here and get her ball. But she's pretty good, so there it is.
All right. Back to 7 then, Mike. What is the difference between 7 and Marcy's Law, which, again, people will see on the ballot coming up here?
Well, I was talking about, 7 is kind of an interactive program that uses information that's entered into the system by UJS, and generally speaking, the clerk's office gets that, and it interacts, and then victims or media or anybody else can actually sign up and get in, access to certain information about when a person's court appearance is, what the status of their case, when their next hearing is, what the date of their trial. So it provides that information if you request it, if you sign up and request it.
Now, how soon, say, after a court hearing, and I guess just as some case law, so to speak,
yeah,
we'll use the incident that took place this week in Woonsocket. Obviously, you've got an initial appearance, maybe there's a bond hearing in that. So how soon does that information, say the bond hearing information, how soon does that actually get into the system that a person who has signed up for SAVIN will be able to access?
Well, that's kind of the unknown, I think, with the SAVIN system is when will that information get put in? Will it get put in timely where it can be, especially on an arrest like that, that person might appear. I mean, we're required by law for that person, if they're in custody, to appear within 48 hours. Well, will that time get put in there? A lot of times a person might get arrested on a Friday night. We'll be contacted Monday morning, and the judge isn't around, so the judge will set a bond hearing for when he's available on that Monday. So he might email us at 11 and say, hey, we're going to do this bond hearing at 11:30. So that probably information probably wouldn't get pushed out on the 7th in time for a victim to really be able to use that information and be present at the hearing if they want. So there's still some little things that need to be worked out, but it's a big step in the right direction. It's going to provide a lot of needed information out there and have an easy way to provide that information.
So, not that I'm trying to be either an advocate or a opposition or a supporter to Marcy's Law, but with SAVIN in place, I mean, does that not nullify at all the need to have Marcy's Law? I mean, if it's all about victim notification.
Well, Marcy's Law, part of it's about victim notification, but there's other aspects of Marcy's Law that give victims rights. And, Jason was on our show. We talked about it, and it's giving victims a say or a voice in the process and making it a constitutional right is a big difference between what SAVIN does. If we're just talking about providing notice, that's what SAVIN does. But if you're talking about giving victims rights and giving them a voice and a voice that is going to be listened to. I mean, everybody will sit out there and say that they listen to victims and they care about victims and they try to do the right thing. And I think that's probably generally true, but it's not a constitutional right. So sometimes, defendants have constitutional rights. We can't ignore them. If we don't give a defendant Miranda, we can't use the statement. If we don't get a search warrant to search a defendant's house, we can't search that house. And if we do, we'll lose the evidence we search. Well, victims don't have that right. So if we don't provide a notification, there's really no consequence. What happens? We basically tell the victims we're sorry and we apologize and we move on to the next case. So I think that's what, and again, I'm not advocating one way or the other for Marcy's Law now. I'm just trying to explain the difference. So for someone to say that SAVIN solves those problems, I don't think is true. SAVIN provides notice, and it's a great step in providing notice to victims, but it doesn't solve all the problems that we're seeing with victims.
I wanted to move a little bit from that to what happened here in Woonsocket this last week. Again, obviously it was reported that there was there's a homicide investigation ongoing right now. It's the Attorney General's office that is conducting that, because in the smaller counties, that's what happens now. If it happened here, for example, your office would be responsible for that, along with
right.
the police department. But in a smaller county like Sanborn County, you've got the state investigators that are helping out, because obviously Sanborn County, you can't really afford to have just separate detectives, sergeant detectives, who can go through and investigate something like that. So you bring in the state investigators, and this is the awkward stand that I kind of walk on. Obviously, in the media, you go down and you cover an event like that, trying to glean some sort of information. There were three TV stations, one radio station, probably three or four newspapers that were down there, and nobody came out. I mean, we were all over the place. Nobody came out to at least make even a statement of information that was already released. And I think the media understands that there are certain things, none of us wants to inhibit it or break an investigation, but you've got TV stations that are coming from 2 hours away to sit and film the crime scene and have no tangible information. And again, there may not be that tangible information available, but no tangible information to bring back and put into a story, and that forces the media to do things like talk to neighbors and talk to friends where the information may not be the truth. And it's very difficult for the media to try and not, you know, tell an accurate story, but if there's little to no cooperation, we got to work with what we got to work with.
Well, I mean, and obviously, Sanborn County is not my jurisdiction, so I'm not involved in that.
Well, I want to talk more just in the generalities of when you've got a serious crime like that, you know, trying to glean even that very basic information. I mean, to have somebody stand up and say, well, we've got a suspect in custody. Like, for example, it was coming out that there was a SWAT team involved.
Right.
Well, the Huron Police Department did not activate their SWAT team, and the Mitchell Police Department didn't activate their SWAT team. So where did the SWAT team come from? There was nobody there present to answer that question. That was one of the biggest questions that I had, where in reality it may just be that the state investigators that are there are putting on a outer carrier ballistic vest, and that kind of looks like a SWAT team member. So
there's
this wide swath of information that isn't true, but nobody's saying anything about, to try to get the accurately told, correct story out.
Well, I think you're dealing with, obviously, one thing is that they don't, those crimes don't happen very often in those small jurisdictions, so they're not really prepared to handle
But the state investigators are.
But the state investigators' hands are tied by the Attorney General's office.
So why can't the AG's office send somebody down as a public information officer to deal with the...
I mean, if Marty showed up, we could ask him. That's a good question.
I'm kind of glad he didn't show up, because I would have felt bad if he came all the way from Pierre and I did nothing but kind of jump on him about it. But I mean, you can understand where I'm going from, and it's a frustration that the media doesn't often express, because then on the same foot, if you're missing a child somewhere, who's the first person that comes to the media? It's law enforcement comes to the media right away.
You want to have a good working relationship, but it's just a difficult thing. I mean, I understand from the media standpoint why you want the information, and that I think from a law enforcement standpoint, we should be trying to get you the information that we can get you in a timely fashion, so we don't get misinformation. Because the worst thing for law enforcement is that misinformation out there with the public and people hearing it, and then they think something's true when it's not true. You need to work together, but, you know, in that particular case, that happened. It was reported that morning. It kind of got out before really law enforcement, I think, had a good grasp of what was going on. And law enforcement is skittish to talk to the press when they're at that point, because they don't want to give misinformation. They don't want to say something that they shouldn't be saying. So it's a complicated process, but something should be done where there is a person in charge that can come and talk to you. And even if they can tell you, and you and I have this relationship, I'll tell you, there's nothing I can tell you right now.
Right.
And if you ask me a specific question, I would tell you, Zach, I can't answer that question right now. I'll tell you, I'm going to have a press conference, or I'm going to do something in a couple hours, and then I might be able to answer those questions.
And I can tell you, as a member of the media, that is appreciated. And even if a person would get up, and that's all they said to you was no comment, no comment is better than me writing a story that I'm going to, you know, the story I had was about a minute and a half. It was a minute and a half of me reading it, whereas it would have had more validity as an appropriate story, as an actual story, as a factual story, even if I had 2 seconds of somebody saying no comment.
Right, and things that could be said is that, hey, there is an investigation, a possible homicide, an investigation being processed. We can't release any information at this time. We'll be releasing information at the appropriate time. Sometimes we want to notify all family members. Everybody wants to know. So there's excuses for law enforcement, but there's no excuse for law enforcement not coming out and just making a statement saying, yeah, there is a homicide. We're investigating it. There'll be more information to follow.
All right, now that I've burned all my bridges, let's take a break. Right. You're listening to the 2016 State Fair edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.